So I want a donut.
You want a donut?
No,
you
I just want wanted to say
that's
that.
That's ridiculous. Whatever.
I thought a donut would be good. I need some sugar.
Oh, and we're back.
And we're back. So one thing I wanted to mention is that although our podcasts are not live, you know, we are happy to get any kind of feedback, not just, you know, if you like it or not, because really I don't really give a shit if you like it or not.
I thought you were going to say a rat's ass.
I don't. You know what? I mean, I don't mean that in a mean way. It's just this is something for us. This is a place, you know, a lot of people have asked us questions. They've mm-hmm. sat with us. They want to hear more. And the truth of the matter is a lot of people can't be here with us for many reasons. They don't live close by or they've got other things. And we spend a lot of time doing this. And so mm-hmm. we go deeper and deeper. So this is our way of trying to bring in as many people who want it, who want to be a part of this.
So we're sharing it.
So that's what this is, a sharing. That said, a lot of things, a lot of people get the biggest benefit when they ask us this question. Mm. And they say, you know what? Well, what about blah, blah, blah? And we sit with them. And actually, that's where a lot of stuff, I mean, you have a great ideas and thoughts. Sometimes just saying it and, you know, it doesn't always come across. A lot of times it's when someone says, geez, you know, I hear what you're saying. I understand what you said about relationships or what you've said about, you know, the science behind things. Mm. But you know what? What I don't understand is whatever. And it gives us an opportunity to go and explain it more. Because, you know, sometimes I tend to explain things ad nauseum. And people are like, I get it. Shut up. And then
you
I
just
skim over things.
Examples.
I skim over things, and people are like, wait a minute. I, there's something there. Wait a second.
But there's a lot of brilliance in that, too.
So where I'm going with this is I'm not sure the best way for them to reach us, if it's through the website.
Email, probably, the website.
Email. You can email us at joinus@eipublishing.com. Or, again, you could go to the website at www.eipublishing.com, and there's a contact us. There's a form. And, you know, just let us know. It's regarding, you know, the Spreaker, you know.
Track or what
you
listen to.
Or even just whatever the question is. And we'd be happy to answer it. Sometimes.
And, you know, what's interesting, too. So you're talking about questions. And often you've said in the past, as we peruse mining all this stuff and trying to get to the core of the energy of everything and of life and of ourselves, you know, you've often said, you know, you need to ask the right question. And that's really fascinating, because think about if you are asking the right questions.
Well,
you can be asking questions, and that isn't to mean that your question is not important, but are you really asking what you want to know? Are you asking the same question you've always asked? If you're asking the same question and you're not really getting an answer, then maybe you need to ask a different question.
So one way, when we first started doing this, and we would, my thing was always, well, why? And you would say to me, you know, oh, you know, we tried it. And then all of a sudden, when, you know, that came up, are we asking the right question? Well, then we started asking, how? How, blah, 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 whatever it was, how. And then we started saying, okay, we kind of exhausted that question out. Then we started asking, well, who?
Who, right.
Who? Who's able, you know, who could mentor? Who's someone to emulate? Who would we ask this of? Who? And so the question, and each time, I won't say that we were wrong by asking why. We weren't wrong by asking how. And we weren't wrong by asking who. Each one of them evolved.
Right.
And each time we'd ask why. Well, why are we doing this? Why is this happening? Why is everything out? Why does nothing out there make sense?
And sometimes we're just stuck on the why, because all those questions go cyclically.
Well, I think
because if you think of it, you said how, why, and who. But you never, you know, consistently, you were going, when? So there was a time factor in there. And then, you know, where is projected into the future. And so then it's like, what's left? Who, what, where, when, why, and how.
Right. So
and what we were always in. So, and the funny thing is, I kind of was writing this on a piece of paper as you were saying it before at another time. And I was looking, going, okay, if you have this, it goes to this, and it goes to this. And it's not like you're asking the wrong questions, but maybe you're not asking the right questions at the right time.
That's true.
And so you really kind of get some clarity to what are you really asking? What do you really want to know?
Hey folks, Julie and I do a whole lot of talking, but you know, a lot of that comes from self-reflection and really looking at our lives and things that didn't make sense. And we sat down and figured out the questions that were important to us and some of the philosophy behind it. And we put it together in a journal.
Ooh,
check it out.
And who doesn't love a good journal? Get your favorite pen and just get writing. You know what? People are always posting quotes. You don't even know if they're really true.
Or they're quotes that you've read 10,000 times.
Right, and you're supposed to like them. What about quoting from something different and new?
Now that would be fun.
We did it and took quotes from our Energetic Invocations books, and we put it in a quote book.
They're really good.
How do I live when I don't fit in? You can find it on Amazon. Here it is again. Trump's in the news.
He's in the news? What could he be in the news for now?
He's always in the news. Every time you turn around, it's something coming from the mass media. But, you know, nobody talks about the real stuff.
Well, somebody does.
That's right. Check out our podcast, Oprah versus Donald. Oprah, can you hear us? You're wondering what's it about? You can find it anywhere you listen to podcasts. The Kybalion can get pretty intense, as you can tell with these podcasts, with the conversation between Susan and I. Sometimes reading and listening isn't the best way to absorb the energy. Believe it or not, testing yourself in a fun way with trivia helps you absorb the Kybalion principles and propel. That's why Susan and I put together a fun ebook to help you do just that. Check it out on Amazon. Download Think You Know the Kybalion today and have fun with the energy.
This is Susan. I'm here with Julie and my daughter Danielle. We stole her back from Canada. She's excited to be a part of these podcasts and commercials.
It's been great hearing you guys, wanting to be here with you, and now being able to be in the same room.
And is that what you felt when you were listening to the podcast, that you were
here
with us?
Every time you guys laughed, had jokes.
And every time I stumbled.
I felt like I was there watching.
And I have to admit it, I've been taking a little bit of Danny's advice, because I know she said the most enjoyable podcasts are when I went for Susan's jugular. So sometimes I'm like, this isn't fun enough. Let me at her.
And I'm still standing.
Of course you are.
Standing. All of the podcasts are getting even more energized. We're expanding our own minds and our own vision, and we're sharing it. So grab a hold, because we're going nonstop right up to the top of the mountain.
Woo!
Well, I think that has a lot to do with when, especially when you work with energy, because, you know, we always say that if we're trying to access something, one of the things that you and I've worked really hard at is really developing our own vocabulary.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We have our own words now that we can use, and we're, I think, a little bit more, they're more fluent in our discussions, because we've needed a way of describing something that can't be described. I mean, we can't describe it. I'm going to go back to when they talk about dark matter. They're talking about dark energy in the cosmos. Well, the reason they call it dark is because they can't see it without they can't see it. And when a light is shining from a star, you know, when they look at the properties of energy and they look and they say, wait a minute, this isn't doing what we expect it to do. So there must be some dark energy, because they say the cosmos are dark.
Mm.
But it's just because they can't explain it. So they have to come up with a word that we have in our vernacular that they can use. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to describe something using words that everyone knows, but they really can't capture.
Right. There's not the depth of the meaning of what we mean, because it's funny, because didn't we have that conversation about the dark, you know, why wasn't it invisible? Because it's really invisible.
Right.
But you call it invisible energy, then what's the opposite? Visible energy. Well, what do I do with that?
Right.
So not to get into a highly technical quantum physics discussion, which is not what we're doing.
No.
But it's correct with, you know, trying to find the vocabulary and to express yourself. I mean, when you talk about creatively, and if you're a writer or a musician or even a chef, you know, to try to express yourself. And when you're using words, you just use what you have, but then you start to redefine them in different ways.
So one of the things that is in a lot of the books that you will, you know, that we've published through EI Publishing is a lot of the stuff, a lot of the words, they almost have to redefine certain things.
Mm.
And you have to start letting go of traditional definitions that we've all had, especially like we talk about energy. It's so funny. When we started I started doing any kind of a search using a hashtag for energy, it all comes up with like oil production and, you know, solar energy. And I'm thinking, this isn't what I'm looking for. And it's like, you know, but that's all that there is. And then it gets into psychic energy. I'm not interested in psychic energy. That to me is level 2, 3. I'm looking at level 10. So one of the things that you're going to that I suggest that people do is when you're working with energy is stop getting caught in the vocabulary and in the words that you've been using, because that's what you've learned. So, I think a lot of it has to do with opening up to something different.
And the other point about it, too, is that we're not creating a whole new language.
Mm-mm.
It's the energy of the words. And when you feel and you relate to the words differently with a different energy, and then you start to, you know, kind of interact with those words, then you start to really get it.
So it's interesting that we talk about, you know, asking questions, and a lot of the stuff that we say, you know, it's hard. You and I have been doing this for so long now that, you know, sometimes we skim over stuff. It's, you know, I hate to use an old Seinfeld, you know, the yada, yada, yada. Like, wait a minute, you just yada, yada, yada over the best part.
La, di, da, di, da.
Yeah, la, 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 blah, blah, blah. And I think that there's, you know, a whole huge amount of information. And I think what's interesting is, as we talked about this even before we started doing this, you know, earlier today, we were talking about the to-do, you know, what I'm a doer. I do. I'm like, what do? I can do this. What you tell me to get what you want, you do A, B, and C. I'll have A, B, and C done before noon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I know you're the same way.
Right.
I find the more that you work with energy, the do is more less. It's actually more powerful the more that you get into the space of it.
Well, it's a different vibration too, so that's the energized part of it.
Yeah. I mean, so it's like, what do we do? What do we sit here? So I guess where I'm trying to go is that a lot of the questions, you know, it's almost hard to explain something until you get the questions with someone doesn't understand, because I'm sure we're skimming over something that someone say, wait a minute.
Well, it's also
this is what I want to know. And it's like, I can explain it. And it might make some of the stuff make a little bit more sense.
Exactly. Because it's addictive to be in the energy and then to just propel from different points.
And I will say one thing, that the energy it bleeds through many of the, you know, motivational speakers. You know, I go back to the original. I go back to way back when. But it's the motivational speakers. It's the science. It's the cosmology. It's cosmology, yeah. Yeah, cosmology. Sure. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm not talking about
cosmetology.
Makeup.
Cosmetology.
Wait a second. And
it's the foundation.
It's the foundation. There you go.
That's a sci-fi term.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So, you know, but I think, you know, it bleeds through all of it, yet what we're talking about, really, I haven't found anything that goes to the level that we want to go to.
Mm-hmm. And you're keep really going.
And, yeah, the psychics, there's nothing wrong. I'm not criticizing them, but that to me is not fascinating. That to me is like,
Well, there's more. You go from psychics to mediumship to, you know.
And you can, it's like, I'm not interested in any of that.
No,
all of that is all.
Well, it's in a different realm. It's a realm
I'm not interested.
Thought, right.
Mm-hmm. Yet I can look at the science, and that adds to it. That supports in so many ways the other side of it. So with that, again, I just want to say, please visit the website, www.eipublishing.com. Send us on the contact us. There's a place you can send a comment. Questions or send us an email, it's joinus, all one word, joinus at eipublishing.com. And I think even on Spreaker, I think they can leave a comment or whatever, but please feel free to send us some questions you have. We'd be happy to answer them. Because I think that's really the best way to get it.
And every question is important.
Yeah, I know. Everyone says that, blah, blah, blah.
I'm not everyone, so there. Jeez. You had to get a raspberry in, didn't you?
The Archie Bunker.
Well, it's important to say if you're stuck on a question, move to their cyclical. And that's really important because that's, cycle, wheel of the year, cycle of life, nature, everything. It's energy. It's all energy. Even questions are energy when you get to the basicness of them. So where you're advancing from one to the other, if you're stuck in one, move to another. I know that sounds enigmatic. But it really is just basic. I mean, any basic question, what are you asking? Why are you asking? If you're not getting an answer to it, then revise the question. And that's it.
Thank you for listening. We look forward to hearing from you.
We look forward to your questions.
Yeah.